So just a quick background on where we are with COVID-19 vaccines. And of course, this thing is rapidly changing. And I think that's one thing we have to pull from the presentation is that the status of vaccines, who can get a vaccine, all of that has, the availability of vaccines, all of that has rapidly changed from the time that we started our paper and presentation up until today. And so we've tried to stay as up to date as possible, but wanted to run through just kind of a brief background of where we are. So right now, the CDC has authorized and recommend three vaccines to prevent COVID-19. So we all know the names. We have Pfizer, Moderna, and now we have the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine. So a little bit about these. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, they have kind of been there around the longest. And really the Pfizer vaccine came on the scene back in December. The FDA issued an emergency authorization for the Pfizer vaccine to be used for individuals 16 years of age and older. Shortly after that, in the Moderna vaccine, the FDA issued authorization for that, allowing it to be used for folks 18 years of older. And so with both of these, you know, we have two shots. They're given approximately 3 weeks apart. And then we have the single dose. So the interesting thing about this is that in February, the FDA issued an EUA for the third vaccine, the first ever single dose Janssen vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson to prevent COVID-19. And this applies to individuals 18 and over. So again, this was a first single dose, and the science behind it is a little different. And it uses an antivirus, which has been inactivated to carry a gene from the coronavirus into the human cells and primes the immune system to fight off later injection of the body encounters the coronavirus. Stacey, you want to tell us a little bit about the EUA considerations for employers?
Sure. The Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act authorizes the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to basically expedite the review process for vaccines used to treat or prevent serious or life-threatening conditions, such as the coronavirus. And how they do that is via a temporary emergency use authorization, the EUA that Kimberly mentioned. And that's currently how all three vaccines are being operated under, is via an EUA. And their EUA status poses questions as to whether COVID-19 vaccines can be mandated. This is because the EUA statute itself provides that individuals must be informed, I'm going to quote from the statute, of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product, of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product, and of the alternatives to the product that are available and of their benefits and risks. This provision from the Act creates legal uncertainty. Some have questioned whether the reference to consequences of refusing a vaccine subject to EUA includes not only, obviously, potential health consequences, but also other adverse outcomes, such as loss of employment. Some have also interpreted this provision to mean that individuals cannot be required to receive a vaccine that is subject to an EUA. Unfortunately, the legislative history behind the Act does not contain any references to mandates for vaccines under an EUA, nor have any courts yet interpreted this provision. I will add, as Kimberly mentioned, this is a rapidly changing situation. And so when we were preparing for our presentation, I did find one federal lawsuit was recently filed on February 28th with the District Court of the District of New Mexico. And in that case, the plaintiff filed the lawsuit challenging a county directive requiring first responders responders to receive a COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of ongoing employment. And the plaintiff in that case argued that this mandate violated the EUA statute. Now, the plaintiff had only received a written coaching, no formal discipline, and no threat of termination when he had filed the suit, but he sought an immediate temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction preventing any termination. And on March 4th, 2021, the trial court refused to enter a TRO, finding that the plaintiff had failed to show immediate or irreparable injury because he had not been fired or disciplined for failing to take the vaccine. Now, since then, the plaintiff I saw on March 19th withdrew his motion for a TRO, and there's been no further action on the docket regarding this case, but it is one to kind of keep your eyes out for if you are seriously considering mandating the vaccine while it's still under an EUA. Now, again, it's a fluid situation. These considerations are only relevant while the vaccines are under EUA. Just a few days ago, April 5th, Pfizer indicated it could file for full vaccine approval as soon as this month, following a recent analysis from their phase 3 trial showing the vaccine had 91.3% efficacy up to 6 months after the second dose. Next slide.